Job 26:7 says, "He stretcheth out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing." When I read or hear that verse, I immediately think of the pictures of the earth taken from space looking back on our planet. The photo referred to as the Earthrise image, taken by William Anders as he was in orbit around the moon in the Apollo 8 mission, shows the moon's horizon with a partially shadowed earth in the background. When looking at the Earthrise image, you see the earth suspended in black space, hanging on nothing, just as Job 26:7 describes, "and hangeth the earth upon nothing." Of course, that is true about all of the planets and stars. As we view them through telescopes and see the images being sent back to Earth by various NASA spacecraft, we see each celestial body hanging in space, just hanging there upon nothing. But scientifically speaking, Earth is special. Earth is the only planet that hangs in a place at just the right distance from its sun. We have yet to find another planet in the universe that is at the right distance from its own local group star, which is what our sun is, serving as the light and heat source, among other things, and enabling life on any particular planet. If Earth were just a little bit closer to the sun, it would be too hot, and water would evaporate and make life impossible. If the Earth were just a little bit further away from the sun, it would be too cold on Earth, and water would freeze, making life impossible. Some scientists refer to this as the Goldilocks zone. It's also called the habitable zone, but it refers to the reality that a planet must be in just the right place with just the right conditions in order to host life. And the Earth is the only planet to be in the right place, or in that habitable zone, or Goldilocks zone. Of course, I am discussing this in very simple terms for the sake of time and for the sake of being understood. If you'd like to dive a little deeper into the technical data and look at the particular mathematical formulas behind our understanding of the habitable zone and how God put the Earth in just the right place for life, I would recommend a documentary titled The Privileged Planet. It's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen on the topic of creation. And whether you watch The Privileged Planet or you do your own research on the matter of the Earth and the habitable zone, you'll find there are a number of variables involved, and if any one of these were not exactly as God has created them, then life on Earth would not exist. And we'll discuss some of those variables in future devotionals. Think about our sun. But our sun's size, energy, output, and distance, among other things, make life possible on the Earth. Other stars in the universe get brighter and hotter, and then they dim and get cooler. And if our sun did that, life on Earth would not survive. Even powerful solar flares on our sun that we call X-flares that can cause damage to satellites and radio waves and interfere your Wi-Fi and so forth, these are thousands of times weaker in strength than our solar flares on many other stars. So life on Earth relies on a stable star of just the right size in relevance to our planet size, at just the right distance, putting out just the right amount of energy and heat. And we just happen to find our planet sitting in just the right place, next to just the right star that we call the sun. It's not only impossible for me to believe that we're just here by happenstance and that we were just lucky that the universe shook out the way that it did. It's just right for the Earth and sun to be right where they are at just the right size. Then you add all the other variables that we've mentioned in previous devotionals that make the existence of life on Earth possible. It takes blind faith to believe that it's all one big cosmic accident. I just don't have enough faith to believe that it's just blind luck. I believe the best explanation for our universe, for life on Earth, and for the Earth being the perfect and the only habitable planet known of in the universe, is that there is an omniscient God who made everything just as it is. And that same God became a man to die for the sins of man. And He rose from the dead, conquering sin and death, demonstrating the fact that He is the Creator and can make life appear where there is no life. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in Me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." John 11:25, King James Bible.